It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll find out how federal grant money for Wisconsin will be put to use helping monarch butterflies passing through the state.
First, between state budget cuts and declines in enrollment, UW-Milwaukee is facing a substantial budget shortfall in the neighborhood of $40 million by the end of the academic year. The campus is looking at ways to close that gap. It could include reorganization, merging colleges, cutting administrative costs.
The budget shortfall is raised concerns that the campus might cut academic offerings and possibly dial back on parts of its dual mission as a research university and a point of access to higher education for the urban community, though the administration says that's not in the cards.
Our next guest says Milwaukee area community leaders should step up and be part of the discussion about the future of the campus. David Haynes joins us now. He's editorial page editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. David, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here, Rob and Veronica. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to take a look at those two missions we just mentioned. At first, the idea that UW-Milwaukee provides access to higher education for people who might not find what they need at some place like UW-Madison. How important is that for the community?
Well, you know, I think UWM is an incredibly important part of the puzzle in the city. And in my view, it's an underappreciated piece. There's 26,000 students on that campus, and UWM is educating more Wisconsin students, kids from Wisconsin, than any other campus in the system, including UW-Madison. It also educates more students of color, so it gives them access to university experience. And for the students who maybe aren't quite ready for college, it offers them intensive remedial help. So UWM is doing great work. Could they do it better? Could their graduation rates be higher, especially for some students of color? You bet. But they're tackling that problem. So I think it's incredibly important.
And you had a personal connection to that. Growing up, you went to a similar campus in a university system.
Well, I did. And, of course, my experience was much different than growing up in an urban area. I am not African American. I did not grow up in an urban area. I grew up in a very rural area, but I was the first member of my family to go to college. And for me, the only option was the Indiana University campus near my home. But what a great option, because it opened my world. You know, and at that time, it was $21 a credit hour, so it was pretty reasonable. It gave me a chance to read the classics for the first time, as I wrote about in the column, to take classes in astronomy and geology, and just taught me how to learn. I remember being in a counseling session with the assistant dean of arts and sciences there, and she said to me, you know, a liberal arts education teaches you how to learn for the rest of your life. And I think that got me started in the business that I'm in now.
So that's one big mission for UW-Milwaukee, that access to higher education. But there's another side, research, PhD programs. Sometimes people say, hey, we don't need two major research institutions in the UW system. Why is it important to have that at UW-Milwaukee?
Well, a couple of reasons. I think, first of all, the research that is conducted at UW-Madison, I mean, incredibly important, especially in life sciences. Over $1 billion of funded research, according to the National Science Foundation last year. But the effects of that research, the spinoff effects, largely stay in the Madison area, particularly given the fact that University Research Park is on the west side. So I think that UW's research profile is important to this community, and they've done a nice job over there over the past decade of boosting that. They were at $43 million of funded research in 2005. They topped out at about $70 million in 2010, but since then they've lost momentum. Last year it was just $60 million, according to the latest numbers. So to conduct research, you need a couple of ingredients. You need the facilities, and UWM has gotten state funding, state approval, to build new research centers at the Eastside campus, on the county grounds, and at the School of Freshwater Sciences. But the other piece is you got to put faculty, research faculty, in those buildings, and that's where the state funding cuts have really hurt them.
Talking to David Haynes from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about a recent piece he wrote on the role and the future of UW-Milwaukee. So you write that you want to see local leaders get more involved in this discussion about the future of UW-Milwaukee in tough budget times. Why? Why should they get involved in this discussion?
Well, if you recall going back a few years ago during the Doyle administration, UWM, I think, under Carlos Santiago, then chancellor, really did a nice job of activating its alumni, people like Gail Clappa, the CEO at We Energies, and others around town, to pressure Madison, the state capital, the legislature, to include UWM in its strategic plans, and that worked. I don't see that happening yet. I'm hoping that Mark Mone, the current chancellor, can do the same thing, but I haven't seen it yet. I think it's important because you don't get what you don't ask for.
Is that the main thing, to make the case to state lawmakers and the governor to show more love to UW-Milwaukee?
Well, look, you know, I've argued before, and I'll argue here. I think the University of Wisconsin system needs to be more strategic. I don't see the point in starving the university that's at the heart of the state's largest city and in the heart of its industrial base. I think, if anything, they ought to be investing more here. And in these are tough times, I get that. And I know campuses in some ways are being set up to sort of fight with one another, and I think that's wrong. I think it's wrong-headed. But frankly, UWM deserves more.
We've had guests make the case that Democrats and Republicans over the years have not helped Milwaukee, Republicans for outstate areas, Democrats biased in favor of Madison. We heard from John Torinas on the show, who's written that, hey, one solution, move the main office of the UW system from Madison to Milwaukee. What concrete things would you like to see happen that would show more support for UW-Milwaukee, as you say, as part of the biggest job region in our state?
Yeah, well, I think one thing that could be done, and this would help all the campuses, is to give the campuses more autonomy for hiring faculty, for figuring out how to pay for things, for even things as sort of mundane as booking their own travel. There's a lot of things they could do that would make these campuses more autonomous and more in control of their own futures. I also do believe that if you're going to build fancy buildings on campus, you ought to follow through on the commitment and make sure that you can put research faculty in those campuses. Pretty buildings half empty just don't cut it.
I've heard of efforts at campuses around the state to build stronger connections with the local communities, with local education, with the local economy. I've heard some critics of various campuses around the state saying those campuses aren't doing enough of it. How do you see this playing out at UW-Milwaukee?
I think UW-Milwaukee has done a nice job, particularly in the years since Carlos Santiago came, and that's going back about 10 years now, in developing strong research connections between the university and especially businesses. I think of Rockwell and Harley-Davidson and GE Medical all have strong connections to that campus. I think that UWM probably needs to do even more of that, particularly through the hard sciences. UWM also has strong connections to Milwaukee Public Schools through its education school. It has strong connections through the Bader School of Social Sciences. It has strong connections through the School of Freshwater Sciences and the Architecture School. So I think it's doing it, but it's going to have to continue to make those connections even firmer, and it needs to figure out how to tap a donor base. One of the issues here is that Madison, you know, it's 150 and however many years old it is. The Milwaukee campus is not that old. It's 50, 60 years old. It has less of a base of alumni to tap.
We'll leave it there for now. David, thanks as always for joining us.
Glad to do it, Rob. Thanks so much.
That's David Haynes, editorial page editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.